Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County considers resolution to define stance on nuclear waste storage. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners continue to consider a new resolution that would formally define the county's position on nuclear waste storage as Wyoming's interest in nuclear energy continues to grow. According to County 17, the proposal introduced in both an original and amended form outlines how the county will handle the issue until local voters have their say. It references state and federal laws governing nuclear waste, including the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982, which directs the U.S. Department of Energy to find a permanent storage site for used nuclear fuel, and Wyoming's 2022 nuclear power generation and storage amendments, which allow nuclear plants in the state to store their own waste but ban imports from other states. At the state level, lawmakers are also considering a new bill for 2026 that could allow advanced nuclear manufacturers to store spent fuel and high-level waste in Wyoming. Locally, the original Campbell County resolution would send the nuclear waste storage question to voters on the 2026 ballot, while the amended version would instead allow residents to petition for a vote later. Until then, the commissioners would follow strict rules, effectively banning any nuclear waste storage or disposal facilities in the county. Officials say the move is meant to clarify Campbell County's stance, while ultimately leaving the final decision in the hands of the local voters. Trump delivers surprise message to Wyoming fans at Border War game. President Donald Trump made a surprise appearance virtually at Saturday's Border Wall football game between the University of Wyoming and Colorado State, delivering a pre-recorded message celebrating Wyoming's coal industry and the cowboy spirit. Cowboy State Daily reported before kickoff at War Memorial Stadium, Trump appeared on the video board from the Oval Office. The crowd of nearly 29,000 erupted in cheers as Trump wished both teams good luck and promised to visit Laramie in person one day.
Hello, everybody. You're great people, unbelievable people, and you love clean, beautiful coal, and so do I. It's great to be with you, even though I'd love to be there in person and watch the great game, because it's going to be a great game between the Cowboys and the Rams. And if you take a look at the wonderful things that you've done, the great success that you've had, all the unbelievable people that are with you and watching, I'm going to be watching too if I can sneak a peek, but it's going to be an amazing game. And War Memorial Stadium is terrific, and I'll get there one day, that I promise. But I really want to see you have a fantastic game. May the best team win. Go Cowboys, go Rams, and have a lot of fun.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso, who invited Trump to the game, said the crowd's response was electric. He said lots of applause, lots of cheers. It was really well received by everyone there. The Cowboys honored the state's coal heritage by wearing all-black uniforms for the first time in school history and were led onto the field by a group of Wyoming coal miners. Wyoming rewarded his message with a dominant 28-0 shutout over rival Colorado State. Now the coveted boot trophy will stay in Laramie for the year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.